Hi, this is Dave Kale. You know, here's a comment that I hear just all the time. It's, quote, "I'm just too busy right now. Get back to me in a couple months." I'm amazed at how often I hear words to that effect. I've been in business for over 30 years, and I've talked to thousands of business people, and being too busy is by far the most common condition. Now we all know that there are occasional times when circumstances combine to create a situation where we just have to push through an overwhelming mountain of stuff to do. You know, we really are, on occasion, too busy. Got that. However, those times are rare. The most common situation is that we are addicted to activity, and we have not developed the discipline necessary to say no to the unessential things in our lives and prioritize those that are left. And as a result, we live our lives and run our businesses in a flurry of activity, skipping from one task to another with no end in sight. You know, the situation is an epidemic, and it is the degree to which it's an epidemic is, I think, unique to our age. Of course, throughout mankind's history, people have been too busy, but it's particularly unique to our age. Dr. Richard Swenson accurately described it in his book, Margin. And I'm going to quote Dr. Swenson here. Quote, "The spontaneous tendency of our culture is to inexorably add detail to our lives. One more option, one more problem, one more commitment, one more expectation, one more purchase, one more debt, one more change, one more job, one more decision. We must now deal with more things per person than at any other time in history." Is that your life? I mean, that's my life. So, you know, we understand there's a lot to do, but our approach of having to do everything is what is the problem. And, you know, there's several problems with being too busy. Here's a couple of the big ones. When we're too busy, we're just so immersed in everything we have to do, we open ourselves up to allowing activity to crowd out contemplation. In other words, we spend so much time doing that we have little time to invest in thinking about what we're doing. You know, just asking the question, is this thing really worth our time and energy? Activity becomes addictive, and we become automatons, forever pursuing the satisfaction of accomplishment, but rarely assessing the value of that accomplishment. We do it because it's there, not because we've decided to do it. Intentionality suffers as activity prospers. We run the risk of living a very busy life, but being busy with the wrong things. What if all these things we're busy with really weren't worth it, and we never saw it? So that's one big problem with the being too busy issue. Here's another one, and that is that mindless activity keeps us from achieving our potential. Now, when we do too much of the good stuff, we find ourselves rarely doing any of the best stuff. And so, since we don't invest our time where it will get the best results, or since we don't use our best gifts and talents, what happens is we settle for mediocrity as a result. Ned, who was the best manager I ever had, said this to me at one time. He said, "Dave, I'm at my best doing my best work when I am not needed in the office. When I can shut the door and have no one need me, I can have my biggest and best impact on the business." Well, I found that little bit of wisdom to be true. While there is a time and place to be accessible and engaged in the business, you'll never reach your potential, nor your business's potential, unless you invest in working on the business, not in the business. Activity keeps us focused on what is, while the most effective introspection, vision casting, focuses on what could be. We generally come closer to achieving our potential and the potential of our businesses when we have a vision of what we could be and strive to attain that vision. We will never achieve what we could be if we are too invested in what is. Well, so here's some thoughts on if you find yourself being consistently too busy and you find yourself being addicted to tasks, here's a couple thoughts. Number one, articulate a larger purpose. Now, there must be something that you want to become, something that you want to achieve, something that you want to impact that is larger and more significant than who you are and what you're doing right now. This picture of what could be can take the form of a written life's purpose and a vision, and a business mission and vision statement. So create a document. Now, these documents clarify and solidify a deep yearning to become more, and thereby they provide motivation for yourself and all of your stakeholders. They can provide daily direction to bubble up the best things in your potential to-do list. You could ask, for example, does this task bring us closer to our purpose? If so, let's do it. If not, let's not. So every opportunity, once you have that articulated document of a larger purpose, once you have that, then every task, every opportunity can be measured against that. And it provides a powerful way to prioritize everything that presents itself to you. So that's number one. Number two, engage in regular self-reflection. Engage in regular self-reflection. Now, you're only on this earth for a short time. To make the most of it, you need to soberly evaluate your unique set of gifts and talents and skills and life experiences. Now, we're all familiar with a SWOT business analysis, and of course SWOT stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Now, there's a reason why that exercise is routinely repeated by strategic planners. When your vision for yourself or your business is energized by a clear understanding of your personal and corporate gifting, the resulting mix will powerfully shape your life, energize your business, and move you dramatically towards achieving your potential. That articulation of your gifts and talents can, like a vision statement, provide a day-to-day direction and a means of prioritizing every task and every opportunity. You just ask yourself, does this opportunity or does this task fit my set of gifts and experiences, or in the case of a business, our set of gifts and experiences? And if so, then it goes up the priority list. If not, it slides down. So a vision statement, a mission statement, you know, a purpose for your life, that document, and couple that with the discipline of regular self-reflection. Now, here's another one. Number three, develop discipline. You heard me use that word several times. I just so believe in discipline. So number three, develop discipline. What that means is to implement the two strategies I just mentioned, you'll need the discipline to stop what you're doing and invest time in those two strategies I just talked about. Now, I've often observed that the fundamental difference between successful and unsuccessful people is discipline. Those who can harness their instincts, their feelings, and their thoughts and intentionally apply them are those who rise to the top of whatever pack they belong to. They have the strength of will and the soundness of character to do the best things because they know that those things will serve them well in the long run. Those who are influenced by their own urges and attractions find themselves addicted to activity and subject to the whims of whoever or whatever enticement appears at the moment. So number three, develop discipline. Number four, create an ongoing relationship with God. Now, the Bible tells us that God has a plan for each of our lives and that he has knitted us together in the womb to be whom he wanted us to be. The problem is, of course, that He also provided us with free will to make choices for ourselves. What we choose, free will, is often in conflict with what God wants for us. So the solution is to create a relationship with God such that you can count on His involvement and direction in all the decisions you make along the way. If you build such a relationship, all the issues I just talked about above will become easier, and the outcome of your effort becomes favored. Without it, life gets tough. One of the saddest moments I can imagine would occur towards the end of our lives when we look back on it and say, yeah, so what? I spent my life busy, but alas, I was busy with the wrong things. Don't let that happen to you. Okay? That's it. Bye-bye.